Take a look around you. Take a second to listen. Take a second to think. Are you you? I'm me, and this is the world's last podcast. Relax a little. I hope you're in a good place. Even if you aren't, remember, it's not the end of the world. I am in a pretty good place. I find that I'm developing regular habits. That's important. Always try to do the same things in the same way, at the same times. That way, when you find yourself doing something different, you'll know something is wrong. For me, that means doing a bean run to one of my stashes, going to the exchange, doing this podcast, meditating. And now the new thing, trying to talk with my neighbor. He started to come over at a regular time in the evenings. He seems to think his lessons are working, and he just starts talking to me now. Now a few of the words are becoming familiar. I'll try the accent. Morir, triste, cerebro. And especially duele. Now, I know that word can't be this, but I think it might be that duele means duel. It can't be that, but I think it's that. I know in some places duels are popular again. I saw one. I'd always thought before that there might be a certain romance to dueling, but there really isn't. When you use automatic weapons, it just ends with two shredded corpses. Challenging someone to a machine gun duel is more like making a murder-suicide pact. I don't see how anyone preserves their honor with that. Speaking of honor, I got challenged to defend mine this week. Not in dueling language, but it was by someone who would probably be into that. I got his letter when I went to the exchange. Here goes. I have enjoyed your show for some time. I'm glad to see you're still alive after all this time. I would have bet against that, and I have. Thanks. Goes on. I see that you're looking for help in translating Spanish. I am not ashamed to say that I don't speak that particular language. I speak the language of the country I was born in. That's because I chose to stay in the country I was born in, and I will till the day I die. It doesn't matter to me if they say it doesn't exist anymore. For me, America is like a phantom limb. I still feel it there. The same as with my legs. God, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear about your legs, not your patriotism. Anyway, in a way, countries were always imaginary, but I think people should stay in their own imagined territory and not come to ours when they don't know how to act in it. You say you have a language problem. Well, I say that because I do. I say you have a culture problem. No American, no real, and that's a double underline, no real American would have gone into your place and used your property like that. Call it what it is, theft. Think about it. He used up a length of tape you'll never get back. You could have used that to talk about how you do laundry or deal with your garbage. You would be well within your rights if you dealt with this man the way we dealt with looters after the first calamity. I hate to say this, and then he says it, but I guess not even the apocalypse can get through the years of liberal brainwashing you seem to have got in your elite schools. You probably think this guy is some poor human being who just needs to be understood. I hope for your sake, and for the sake of your listeners, you wise up, man up, and shoot up your neighbor's house. Yours in Christ, the Last Cowboy. Well, cowboy, thanks for your advice. I'm glad to hear that you enjoy the show, but I think you and I have different values. Also, cowboy, I'm wondering how you spend your time now that there aren't any cows. I imagine that if I asked you that in person, you'd look me square in the eye and say, wisely. Well, the cowboy's letter wasn't the only thing waiting for me at the exchange. I also had a gift. It's been a while. It was from Xian. Again, he's not Chinese. Who's my contact at the authority? It was a teddy bear. Thanks, Xian. That was a nice gesture. I didn't bring it home with me. I gave it to a kid I met at the Redemption Plaza. She seemed to need it more than I did. That's right. I saw a few Redemptions this week, and they were as fascinating as ever. There's a lot of people who think these shouldn't be public. They say this is creating a carnival atmosphere around death. A carnival atmosphere. I don't think it creates a carnival atmosphere. Carnivals were boring. They had terrible rides and games that you knew you couldn't win for prizes that nobody wanted. I think if anyone wanted a 4-foot-tall stuffed duck or whatever, they would have bought it, but they didn't. Redemption is nothing like a carnival. It's people facing their final moments. They're doing it as part of our community and according to the rules we've all agreed to. I think it's our duty to take part in that. It's not always as dignified as I might like. But people are themselves to the end, and not all of them have a lot of dignity. One woman really wasn't into it. In fact, she started screaming about how it wasn't right to treat her this way. She was saying, "I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother." I think it was one of her great-grandchildren that I gave the teddy bear to. And she went on and on about how she was an elder and elders deserve respect. She said we would all be lucky if we lived to be her age. And elders deserve respect more than anyone. I would really take issue with that. I guess this woman was about 70. And she was what we would have called a baby boomer. That's a generation. And that generation, they had a lot of advantages. I guess living to be 70 might have really been something during the Stone Age, but if you lived in the 20th and 21st centuries, it really wasn't that hard to reach 70. I mean, just living didn't take that much skill. It takes more now. There's something about seeing people from that generation get redeemed. It's not that they deserve it, I don't want to say that. It just makes me think that we're not losing that much. I don't know what wisdom they would pass on. I mean, all they really used to talk about is how music used to be better. And okay, I mean, Motown was good, so were the Beatles, so was Bob Dylan. If you have the means and that music is available, I'd say give it a listen. But other than that, what can they tell us now? So there was that woman complaining. There was a man who was about the same age, I mean, from the same generation. And his last words, he told a joke. It was something like, "What's the worst thing about lawyer jokes?" I don't remember his answer. I always thought the worst thing about lawyer jokes was that you could easily make them racist jokes. Just replace the word lawyer with a name for your least favorite race, and then you've got one. Both of those sound ridiculous. And I do get the argument that I'm, like, jeering at a public execution. But there was a third man. And, keeping with my generalization about age groups, he was younger than the first two. He came out, he looked at us, he made eye contact with many of us. He nodded and said this: "I asked for a nectarine, and I got it. It was delicious. The best I ever had. I'm ready." This is the world's last podcast. So, I saw a live event, but I also had a chance to see a movie. I wasn't excited about it, but I thought I might as well give it a chance. When it came out, I remember saying I would see it maybe if there was literally nothing else to watch. And here we are. I saw Ken Burns's American Faces. Ken Burns made documentaries for public television. He made the best documentary ever, which was the Civil War. That was about the American Civil War, which used to be the most important thing that ever happened here. American Faces was his documentary about Facebook. It was done pretty much in the same style as the Civil War. It had cameras slowly moving across still photographs, and actors reading things related to those photographs. When it came out, I thought, not him too. Does he think this is as important as the Civil War? But now it feels like we're lucky to have a record of that time. It was engrossing. The whole thing is 7 hours long. I couldn't do that, but I did watch almost 30 minutes of it. I wrote down some of the lines. Now, you're going to help me out here. You have to imagine the camera, okay? The camera in your mind. And it's slowly moving over a picture. The picture is like a food or someone's new watch. I guess I should be specific. And that way it's easier for you to imagine. So focus your mind's eye on two people sitting at a table by a body of water, probably. And they're eating fish. Okay? And the people are on either side of the fish. And now the voice comes in. "I've been to Paris, France, and Rome, Italy, but I'll take Wilmington, Delaware any day. Thank you." Or this: "Laundry day. Again." Or: "Still at work. Ugh." Or: "Who gets 3 job offers in a week, all with the leading players in his chosen field? This guy." And so on. Now these seem like messages from a different planet, and I really enjoyed it for about 30 minutes. Well, I don't have an official announcement from the authority this week, but there is something I'd like to clear up. I noticed several people saying this, and I couldn't tell if they were serious or not. I was near a food wagon, and they were offering some of the authority's new food products. And a few people in the crowd started screaming, "It's made out of people! It's made out of people!" You know, louder than that, but I don't really like to scream. Now, that's from a movie. It's a very funny line from a movie that I think was made in the 1960s or 70s. And that was about a government making food products out of people. If people really think that's going on now, they should keep a couple of things in mind. First, that movie, whatever it was about a catastrophically overpopulated planet. We have lots of problems now, which no one denies, but overpopulation is not one of them. If anything, we're vastly underpopulated. Eating people wouldn't solve that problem, especially not eating people who are well past their childbearing years. We know that cannibalism did become a custom in some places, but I think that was more part of a sport. Second, I've never tasted human flesh. I've never even been to Arizona, but the food products I tried out didn't seem to have any kind of meat in them. I mean, they didn't seem to have anything from the natural world in them, least of all, people, meat. So, I mean, saying it's made out of people might be kind of a funny joke. I laughed. But my guess is, it's not based in truth. And that will have to do it for this week. My neighbor is coming over soon, and I want to have a chance. I want to try recording one of our chats before the power goes off for the day. So, stick to your routine. I'll stick to mine. And our routine should bring us together again at the same place and time next week. Until then, take care.